You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. A whole bunch of animals on the radio. That's where we are. With a whole bunch of animals in the studio today. Seems like we have a full house of all kinds of animals. Hopefully you get to bring your animals to work with you. Supposedly, employers who allow animals to come to work find that there's more productivity. I don't know if that's true here at Animal Radio.
I'd be brushing my dog the whole day. I don't know. I'd be like, oh, get your hair out of your eyes. Come over here.
I'd be kissing mine and hugging her and just come here to mama. And I wouldn't get much work done.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to give away a GPS Wi-Fi pet tracker from Pet Trackers. Oh, and I want to welcome to our family. Our family keeps getting bigger. And you know, it's amazing that we've been doing this 15 years and then we're still getting brand new stations joining us. We want to welcome WFNC AM 640 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So if you're listening in the Fayetteville area, welcome. To my left, Dr. Debbie. To my right, Lori Brooks, Judy Francis, and Joey Volani, all here for you today. Here's our number, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And if you can't get through, you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Miss Brooks, news is just around the corner. What are you working on?
A story about a cat and its owner who had to, you know, she was nervous about her cat's behavior that was so bad, she had to put a warning note in every neighbor's mailbox, kind of alerting them. We'll tell you what it was all about.
Oh, that's wild. That's on the way right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Neil, how are you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, I've got a 3-year-old female Doberman Pinscher, and when she was 2 years old, we had her fixed. And ever since she got fixed, or ever since we got her fixed, she has had trouble holding her urine.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she lays down and goes to sleep, when she gets into a deep sleep, she just leaks all over her bedmints. You can tell that in her face, she knows, hey, I've done something bad, and oh, God, and you know the deal.
She's
like,
embarrassed.
Like catching a, you know, it's like catching a little kid that just wet the bed and don't want to tell you about it. She feels so guilty, but of course you can't scold her because it's an accident.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I took her back to the vet, and the doctor, our veterinarian, has given us this medication that's very expensive, and I can't remember the name of it, but they're supposed to give her the pill in the morning when she eats and a pill around noon, and of course we don't give her a lot of water, okay? Now, whenever she needs to go outside, she'll smack the cowbell. We'll take her outside, and her urine is very dark, and you can smell it.
So how is – now, is she still on this medicine, and is it helping her?
Well, yes and no. It is helping her not wet the bed, but it's we're spending a lot of money masking a problem.
Okay. Well, a couple things from what you're saying. Now, the first thing that we'll just wanted to go over is that the female dogs can definitely develop some incontinence issues. And it basically is most common when we hear stories of dogs that are sleeping or they're coming from a lying position and they get up and then you find a puddle of urine. So for that, in a female dog, yes, most often they are spayed. So for some dogs, it can actually be related to an estrogen deficiency. In other dogs, it's just a matter of the urethral sphincter and it's just not working well. So there are some great options to help pets that have this. Now, if you're looking for a fix for it, you got it, and it's probably going to be a pill. As far as there are some more, I don't want to say invasive, but some more corrective things, but they're usually involving putting collagen in the bladder and injections, and it's really not something we recommend for the average pet. For most dogs that have this, they can be well controlled with medications. Now, I'm not sure which one your pet is on, but there is a couple different ones we can choose from. One is called phenylpropylamine, also known as PPA, and it's usually given 2 to 3 times a day, and it helps to improve the tone in the urinary sphincter. And for a lot of dogs, that may be all they need to control their symptoms. For other dogs, that may not do enough, and we may go into more of an estrogen compound. And those may be given typically only maybe once or twice a week because there's, definitely good and bad with all these medicines. I can tell you, my own female dog, 13 and a half year old gal, she has urinary incontinence, and she's had it since an early age.
Did it just happen overnight?
It can, yeah, it definitely can. The big question is, and granted, I don't know all the details of your pet's health, but when we do diagnose this type of problem, we want to make sure we're not missing something else, because there's a lot of other reasons that can cause a dog to produce a lot of urine and not be able to hold it. And I've actually found a high amount of dogs that start doing this kind of urine leakage. We may treat them with a urinary incontinence medicine, but we're not really maybe always catching the real problem. And I found that some dogs are actually developing they have a kidney problem, a liver problem, or some other disorder, and it just makes them drink more, and they can't hold their urine. So if we just treat for trying to make them hold their urine, we're not really getting to the heart of things. So if your vet hasn't done a full blood panel, I would recommend that. The other thing, and it kind of concerns me when you say your dog's urine is dark and that you're restricting water for a dog that has an excessive thirst. There could be a lot of negatives with that. So now
I'm
not opposed to maybe right before bedtime.
We have to really watch the toilet seat.
Sneak
in there and get a drink out of the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything that's available.
But I mean, it's water, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
so
I
for
feel
me,
so bad because her tongue is actually dry.
Okay, well, you need to get this baby checked out then. I'm going to give you a prescription for getting a blood panel pulled on her, and I would definitely get a urine sample. And the reason is that a lot of dogs on urinary continence medicines can actually develop retention urinary tracts and infections. So we've kind of messed with their ability to hold their urine, and that sometimes can allow bacteria to flourish in the bladder longer. So those two things, I would make sure you get your vet to check the blood and check the urine and make sure we're not developing something else that's causing her to drink excessively. Because definitely you can create problems if we're not kind of being vigilant with that.